From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jimma Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters. During these warmer months, many people like to clear out their closets and garages, tidying up their spaces while making a bit of extra cash with maybe a summer yard sale. However, before you start posting yard sale signs, it might be worth checking whether or not you qualify for an occasional sales exemption. The new exemption could save you from having to collect and pay Idaho sales taxes during those yard sales. Joining us now to talk more about the tax exemption is tax research specialist with the Idaho Tax Commission, Philip Johnson. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. So some people, including me, may not realize when you need to collect Idaho sales tax when it comes to yard sales. So let's just jump right into that. Do I need to, if I'm going to go out and throw some stuff on the lawn, do I need to collect Idaho sales taxes?
Not unless you have more than two yard sales a year.
Gotcha. So I can just go out today and throw stuff on the lawn and go, yeah, I'm good. No problem.
Yes. Also, yard sales usually only last 3 to 4 days. So it's a temporary type of sale. And again, if you only have two or fewer in a 12-month period, you do not have to collect sales tax.
Okay, so what happens if I have more than two?
If you have more than two, then if you have a third one, you should actually apply for a seller's permit, either temporary or regular seller's permit, on the tax.idaho.gov website.
Gotcha. Okay, so you should probably first figure out if you should be collecting sales taxes, I'm guessing, and then figure out how to do it. And like you said, you can go to the website to find that out.
Correct.
Interesting. So what's this exemption we're talking about?
Well, the occasional seller's exemption is a provision that allows people who are not resellers, so someone who does not make very many sales a year. The provision does state that two or fewer are allowed to make sales without collecting sales tax.
Interesting.
And there's no form to fill out. You don't have to submit paperwork to the tax commission. It's just a self-monitored program.
Honor system.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So what if you wanted to host your yard sale with other family members or maybe all the neighbors on the block? Does that still count as one sale for everybody?
Yes, it does. So let's say that you have a neighborhood yard sale and everybody's participating in their own, but you have a family member who is at a different location, decides to bring their items over to participate in your yard sale. It does count as one yard sale for each member.
Gotcha. So if my aunt brings over stuff to sell at my yard sale, then technically she could only have one more yard sale, say, on her lawn.
Correct.
Interesting. You know, I didn't know any of this. I mean, do people know this? Is this something that's common knowledge, or is this something you're trying to get more info out about?
Well, it's something we're trying to get more information out. We do get questions on, you know, from people that are wondering when they do need to have a seller's permit. So if you're participating in a, let's say, a holiday bazaar that's held at a church or a school, that's usually a promoted event. And in that case, you do need to have either a temporary seller's permit or a regular seller's permit.
Interesting. How hard is it to get one of these permits?
Really, it's quite simple. If you're going for the temporary seller's permit, again, if you go to the tax.idaho.gov website, you can go to the search function, type in temporary permit. It'll bring you right up to it. Or if you go to the sales tax page, it lists a box that has permits. Click on that. It describes both the regular seller's permit and the temporary permit.
And I would think this kind of education and information is very important because if I'm, you know, ordinary average person, maybe I've cleared out my house or my garage and I'm going to do three or four sales, or I decide to maybe start up not necessarily a business, but I'm going to sell at a few church bazaars. This is information that we need to know.
Correct. It is. And it's helpful for self-compliance for those who just want to make sure that they pay what tax is due or collect what tax is due and remit it to the state. And that is very helpful for that information to get out. So we appreciate Boise State helping this out.
We're speaking with tax research specialist Philip Johnson about how to figure out whether or not you'll need to pay sales tax on your yard sale this summer. So you mentioned church bazaars and that sort of thing, along with yard sales. I noticed that you were also talking about on the website and just in general about, say, for example, you're selling puppies or kittens. Say your dog had puppies and you can't keep all the puppies and you're going to give away the puppies and perhaps sell them. Do I need to collect sales tax for that?
Well, it depends on the, I guess, how much you're selling them for. If this is a accident, you find out you're going to have pets and you can't keep either the dogs or the puppies and the kittens. If you have a nominal price for them to cover your expenses, such as spay and neutering, shots, food, and let's say that the cost for each of the animals are about $200. So if you're selling the pets for about that amount, you should qualify for a occasional sell. If you're deciding to sell them for $1,000 and making quite a bit of profit, that makes you more into a reseller, and you should either apply for the temporary seller's permit or a regular seller's permit.
Well, I like the idea that that if I have accident puppies, that I'm okay not collecting sales tax. But it's a fine line, when you're talking about amounts. But I think people might understand, hopefully, the difference between accidental puppies and then someone who's breeding dogs, in their backyard, high-breed dogs that are costing, $1,000, $2,000 a piece. That's a different kind of animal, so to speak.
Yes, you actually become a reseller or a retailer at that point in time, because normally you're going to be having a bunch of sales at that point in time if you're actually doing the breeding.
Gotcha. And you mentioned the honor system and, knowing whether or not to fill out paperwork. I'm guessing there aren't a lot of folks running around going, you had 4 yard sales in a year, or, you had puppies that you sold for $250 just because you're trying to cover your costs. This does sound like an honor system across a lot of this up until a certain point.
Yeah, it's an Idaho idea of just having self-compliance. We obviously have a audit division and a compliance division that do look into these type of issues. But most of the time when you have a church bazaar or a school that is promoting a carnival or some type of fundraiser, and you have vendors that are going to be there to sell their products, there's a provision for a promoter, and the promoter would assist those who are selling to get their temporary seller's permit.
Well, that's good to know, because a lot of people won't know. And I like the idea that that it's an Idaho thing. I'm guessing a lot of Idahoans do pay the tax.
Yes. With education comes along the idea of self-compliance.
I love it. I love it. Now, we mentioned the website. Is that the best way to figure out whether or not you need to collect sales tax, is to go on there and look around and try and figure it out if you're worried about it?
Yes. If you go onto the website and on the homepage, you'll find a little arrow, magnifying glass. You click on that. It allows you to type in keywords that'll help you with your search. Also, there is links to each one of the types of taxes for sales tax, income tax, etc. And then there's also a tab for contact us. And if you click on that, you can either email or call into the tax commission.
And you can say, hey, you know, it's my third yard sale. I need to know, do I need to collect taxes or not?
And hopefully the answer would be that you should apply for either a temporary seller's permit. I would assume that if it's just your third, you're not going to be planning on doing more retail sales, then you wouldn't need to get a regular seller's permit.
Gotcha. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. So I want to ask this. What's the most interesting part of your job every day?
Well, I get to answer taxpayers' questions, and I think that's what I enjoy the most. Mine are more by email. I do get some phone calls, but mostly email. And it's usually a little bit higher level technical questions that is probably not easily just answered on the website.
What's the weirdest question you've ever had?
Oh, wow. That's kind of a tough one to think of. I would probably say just people asking about selling into the state of Idaho.
Oh.
When they need to actually apply for a regular seller's permit. We have a lot of companies now that either operate out of Montana or Washington, and they're actually doing a lot of sales into Idaho. So it's trying to get them to also be self-compliant by getting them to go ahead and get a permit and then collect the sales tax and remit it.
Interesting. And you don't think about that because, you know, we're getting more and more of that kind of sales. You know, I think it's fascinating, and I think a lot of people might not know, especially about the yard sales and the puppies. We've been speaking with tax research specialist with the Idaho Tax Commission, Philip Johnson, about a new tax exemption and how to know whether or not you should pay taxes on your yard sales. You know, Philip, thanks so much for explaining this, and we're going to put links up on our website for folks who want to find out more.
All right. You're welcome. Any other questions?
Nope. That's it. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a great day. Your listeners have a great, great day.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.